106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride for the people behind the Kananaskis Golf Course, as well as, of course, all the people who love to golf at the Kananaskis Golf Course. Some funding announced and now stalled a little bit.
Yeah, in question. There's going to be a review of both the process to re-sign a contract with the management company that dates back to Don Getty era. According to investigative reporting by the Calgary Herald, pretty sweet deal. I'm shocked that government officials would give their friends a hand up.
That's never happened before and will never happen again.
But we have to face some serious questions about this golf course, and it's not black and white, because on the one hand, it was destroyed by a flood. Should we be redeveloping or investing $18 million into a floodplain that could just as easily be flooded again in the future? Is the mitigation good enough? Or is this about keeping that company in business? And then another thing is that this golf course is a huge tourism draw. If it doesn't get rebuilt, it will affect Kananaskis Village greatly and will also overall affect, I believe, tourism. Although, to be fair, I think we have a few other golf courses around here. And then just the unfairness that I feel about how the province has treated flood victims, people on the disaster recovery program. Of the 74 people who've settled with the province in Exshaw, there's only been $540,000 paid out.
That's less than the cost of like one house.
I don't think we need to be putting money into repairing a golf course that could flood again. That entire process is shrouded in, I think, uncertainty and definitely needs a review. Are we, as Albertans, getting the best deal out of this when we have people who are not getting any recovery money that comes close to helping them get back on their feet, and we're almost 2 years out?
See, I don't know how you can tie those two arguments together, though, because, I mean, you've got disaster relief for homeowners and you've got a golf course. It's flood relief, but it's two completely different storylines. And, you know, I feel horrible for the people who have not had their claims resolved or not to their satisfaction, but I just don't think one has to do with the other.
It comes down to a sense of fairness. Is it fair that we're not treating people under the disaster recovery program well when we have a private enterprise who's getting everything they want out of the disaster recovery program? Having a golf course in the middle of our provincial parks, like, maybe there's a better use of that land. Maybe conservation is the way it should be.
I hear the province actually wants to get out of the golf business entirely.
That's what Prentice is shipping around this week. It seems to me that there's definitely pressure from the opposition. Why did we not go through this process of really going into this question a year ago and not let the people of Kananaskis believe that they're going to have their golf course rebuilt and their livelihoods supported again? It's very much politics. This isn't about what's the right thing to do. It's about what will get him reelected.
It's an interesting story because on one hand, you've got $18 million. You've got the politics of the province being in the golf course business in the first place. And on the other hand, you have the people who work at the golf course and people who run the golf course and who earn their livelihoods from it and the hotels that earn secondary income from that. So it's really tough on them, putting the politics aside. I mean, there's actually real people's money at stake here.